Take your holy book and turn to 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 13, the Bible said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." I want to preach tonight just a few minutes on thought, and we've mentioned on this before, on blessed assurance. Not just assurance, but blessed assurance. You know, assurance that we have, especially blessed assurance, is better than any insurance policy that you could have. You could get the best insurance policy, have the offer, praise God, and it wouldn't be nowhere near as good as blessed assurance that you have in your soul, because that's going to carry you through, going to deliver you safe out of this old world into the next one, praise God, where you can shout and praise and give God glory throughout eternity. Amen. So I thank God for that blessed assurance that we have. Hey, praise God. But what is this blessed assurance? Look what he says here, the basis of assurance. What is the basis of our assurance? Look here, verse 13. He said, "These things have I written." Amen. These things have at the basis of our assurance is what we have in the volume of the book. Amen. Our basis of our assurance in Christ Jesus is what God tells us. You say, "Well, what difference?" Because God can't lie. He gives us in the volume of the book those things, praise God, the things that God tells us out of His book. He said, "These things have I written unto you." Amen. Things are written. Right, praise God. So we know what God says. We know God's trying to manifest and tell us and show us, praise God, of His truth. Amen. And God, we know that God's Word is true, right? Amen. Let me just show you. Go back to Titus chapter number 1. Titus chapter number 1. In verses 1 and 2, it said, "Paul, servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness." Now watch this, verse number 2. "In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifest His word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior." Amen. So he said, the Word of God is true because God, even God in His Word tells us that He can't lie. Amen. God tells us that He is going to tell us the truth. Now, do we always want the truth? Amen. Come on. I tell you, sometimes people say, "Well, preacher, you just ought to tell us truth." I tell you, sometimes people don't want the truth. Amen. Because sometimes the truth hits us right where we live. Amen. Sometimes the truth begins to dictate to us and show us where we are, and it begins to redirect us to where we ought to be. Say amen right there. Amen. The truth will make you free. It'll give you that direction, praise God. It'll get you where you need to be so that God can get the glory out of our lives. Amen. That's what he's determined to do for me and you tonight if we'll just trust Him, praise God, because God's Word is true. And God can't lie. God's not going to lie. He don't need to lie. Amen. He tells you the truth whether you believe whether we believe Him or not. He's going to tell us the truth. I like it that way. I like the truth. Amen. Praise God. I said one time an old preacher said that you can preach it straighter than I can live it, but you can't preach it straighter than I like it. Amen. I like straight preaching. I like the truth, praise God. It helps me to redetermine where I'm at and where God would like for me to be. Amen. It's my heart's desire. I think it's your heart's desire too, that you be where God have you to be, where God can use you, where God can use your life. Amen. Praise God. Because He says here, God can't lie. I want to hear the truth of what God's got to say. Amen. Because God's not only cannot God not lie, but God's Word is eternal. Amen. His Word is... Look at 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1. In verse number 23. Well, verse number 22, he says, "Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and unfeigned love for the brothers." That's that unfeigned is not counterfeit. It's the real thing. He said, that's what you get from the Holy Spirit. That's why we can call each other brethren. He said that you see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. He said there's an earnestness in loving another. That's a warm love, an affectionate love. Verse 23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen? It makes me crazy when people start insinuating that God's changed His mind on things. Amen? We're living today in a world people want to change the Word of God and make it say what they want it to say. You can't do that, praise God. You've got to go by what God's Word does say. Because He said His Word liveth and abideth forever. It's not an unchanging Word. God's not going to have one Word for you and another Word for somebody else. Amen? God's Word is for each and every one of us individually. And it's the same Word, praise God. Verse number 24 says, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. And the grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. This is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. He said, without fear of favoritism, he said, praise God, what we've been trying to give you is the word of God, that enduring word of God, that word that is forever. Amen. So we see in blessed assurance that we have the basis for our assurance is that written word of God, what God gives us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He goes back in 1 John chapter number 5. And now he talks about the basis for that assurance. Then he talks about that substance for assurance. The very substance of assurance. Look what he says. He says, as these things are written, unto you that believe. Amen. You that believe. So Word of God is made for believers. Amen. Unbelievers ain't going to believe it anyway. Amen. Till the Holy Ghost of God deals with their heart and shows them that it's true. That's what's wrong with the world today. There's a lot of folks that have a profession, but they have no possession. Amen. They don't believe this blessed old book. That's why they will so eagerly change it. And they'll so easily forsake it. Amen. But if you truly believe it, you can't change it. You won't want to change it, and you definitely can't forsake it. We have to stay with it, praise God, because that's what speaks to our hearts. That's what makes a difference. You that believe, He said, you that believe. The substance of our assurance is our faith, believing. Amen. Salvation by faith. Ain't that what it says? For by grace are you saved through faith. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 8. He said, it's through faith, praise God, that we're brought into salvation, that our souls are saved by faith. Faith in what? By this unchangeable Word of God. That very basis of assurance that we have, that we might attain to the substance of the assurance, praise God, through our faith, through believing, amen, through trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, to believing that God has written these for our hearing, amen. So we have it through faith, through grace by faith. Amen. We have salvation by faith through Christ and Christ alone. Amen. There's no other way to be saved tonight. We have that blessed assurance, praise God. Ain't you glad God made it so simple even a little child can do it? By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And by Him alone. There's not 14, like Whittemore was talking today. You go over there and some of these things, you got hundreds and hundreds and thousands of gods that they try to worship. Even during Paul's day over in Acts chapter 17, they had all these gods laid out, and they had one to, in case they had forgotten one, they said to the unknown God. Amen. And old Paul lined up on that one. He said, well, that's the one that you don't know nothing about. He said, let me just tell you about him. He said, this one that's written her down, this one that's pinned her down, this one that's got grace and mercy and love, this one, praise God, that comes down to where you are, that sends the Holy Spirit into your heart, and that unctions you, praise God, from another world. He said, let me tell you about him. Amen. That's what God's trying to, that's what John's telling us here in 1 John. He said, listen, there's somebody that's way bigger than we are that's trying to reach down and touch our heart with that blessed assurance from heaven. Amen. If there's ever been a day and an hour, praise God, that we need blessed assurance, it's the day and hour that we live. Right now, praise God, we need that blessed assurance. We need to know that our salvation, our faith, praise God, is in Christ and Him alone. Amen. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, he said, I am the door. Amen. If you're going to get in, you've got to go. Hey, if you're going to get in somewhere, you've got to go in by the door, right? Amen. Jesus made it so simple. He said, hey, I'm the door. I'm that door. You want to get in, praise God. You want to go to heaven. You want to be with me, praise God. You got to come by the door. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I just can't find my way to the door. Jesus said in John 14, 6, he said, I am the way. Amen. He said, if you need to find a way to the door, praise God, just follow Jesus. Pay attention to Him, praise God. He'll show you the way in. I'm the way to truth and the life. Amen. He'll help you get in through the door. Amen. He'll show you where the door is. He'll help you get in, praise God. He'll keep you on the path of righteousness for His name's sake till you get there. Praise God. That's that blessed assurance. That's what God gives us from the throne of grace today when we choose to partake in the Lord. Amen. There's a whole lot of people today that choose not to. There's a whole lot of people today think they can make it all right without Him. But we that believe, praise God, you and I, we believe that there's only one way. It's through faith in Lord Jesus Christ. It's through Christ alone and no other. Amen. There's no man that can get you to heaven. Now, there's a lot of good men and women, ladies, praise God, that'll give you the gospel, share with you and love on you, praise God, show you the right way. Well, what a blessing that is. But there's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ as your Savior. Praise God, when you get Him, glory to God, as the Father said, you get it all. Amen. We get to participate in all of His goodness. We become heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Amen. In other words, whatever He gets, we get. Amen. Whatever is Jesus, whatever He claims, praise God, Brother Bob, it belongs to us. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, that all the things that's laid up in heaven, everything that Jesus was able to acquire, but through His death, burial, and His resurrection, we are partakers in. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, ain't no use. There ain't no reason for us to go around with our head held hung down. Praise God, we'll hold our head high, praise God. Praise and give God glory because we've been made partakers with Him. Amen. We've got a glorious inheritance ahead of us. We've got a glorious heritage ahead of us. Amen. That we're going to get to participate in a little while. Praise God. We get to get in there, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, it's salvation is by faith. Salvation is in Christ alone. Salvation is by faith, praise God. And it's not because of all of our good works. Hello? Not for all of our good works. Because our good works won't get you to heaven. Now, it's good to have good works. It's good to do those things. Like when we realize that we've been born again, saved, we ask God to help us to do things that be pleasing to Him, that bring glory to His name. Amen? That's when we begin to do good works is when we get in. But it's not good works, praise God, that'll get us in. Look back over at Titus. Titus chapter number 3. Titus chapter number 3 and verse number 5. Well, verse number 4 says, but after the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward men appeared. That's where it all started, right? When the kindness and love of God appeared, that's Jesus, by the way. He said, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy. That's how we got in. It was the mercy of God, praise God. It birthed us into the family of God. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Amen? He said, there was a change took place in us. He said, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. He said, so pray God. He said, it was God Almighty. It wasn't nothing we could have done. It was no works that we could have accomplished, but it was the Lord Jesus Christ that accomplished it in us, praise God, and it was shed abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Holy Spirit's explicit in the mention to us that it's through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that the washing and the regeneration, the mercy, it was all part of God's grace and mercy. It was all part, praise God, of the new renewing of the Holy Spirit, showing us what we needed, and God Almighty began to do that work in us, praise God. Amen? You remember when God began to work on you? Is He still working on you today? Amen. Come on now. He better be. Amen. If he's not working on you, then there's something missing. Praise God. We have that blessed assurance because we know that he's continually working with us to help us. Amen. There's a lot. I was going here tonight because I just couldn't get away, because there's a lot of confusion in the church today. There's a lot of people that are confused about their salvation. They're confused about their blessed assurance. There's a whole lot of people, I'll just be honest, just don't have no assurance. Amen. They have no assurance of their salvation. But he said we're supposed to have blessed assurance. Praise God. We're supposed to know. He said it's a no-so salvation. Amen. So we see the basis of our assurance. We see the substance of our assurance. Amen. And then we can see the result of our assurance. Amen. The result of our assurance. He said that you may know, verse 13. That you may know. Amen. It's not a guess so or might be, ought to be, could be, or should be. Praise God, it's a no-so salvation. John says right here in 1 John number 5, verse 13 through 20, he says that we should know seven different times. When God the Holy Spirit tells you something seven times in just a few verses, God's trying to get us to understand. He's trying to get us to know, praise God, have that blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Amen. Praise God. That we should know, praise God, who He is. That you may know. That you may know. Not just guess, but know. Back on 1 John chapter number 3, verse number 2. Look what he says. 1 John chapter number 3, verse number 2. He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. When? You mean we're not? You mean you don't have to wait till you die to know that you're a child of God or son of God? Amen? You mean it's right now? Yeah, praise God, it's right now. He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and doth not yet appear what we shall be. See, we don't know what we're going to be yet. Praise God. We haven't got to heaven yet. See, we look down ourselves, the old devil tell us about how sorry and no account we are. And we kind of just have to agree with him because we are. But we also can stay with a smile. Brother Adam said, yeah, but I'm not what I'm going to be. Amen. Jesus is still working on me, praise God, through His Holy Spirit. He said, but we know that. That's present tense. That's there again right now. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Amen. Hey, if we're going to see Him as He is, that means you get to look upon Him. You can't look upon Him unless you're one of His. In other words, you have to know Him. Amen. That's why the result of assurance, praise God, is that you may know the Lord Jesus Christ. We may know Him at His appearing. You may know that you're sons of God. You may know, praise God, that one day in a little while He's going to appear and you're going to see Him as He is. That's the good God of heaven. Look what He says in 1 John 3, verse 14. He said, we know, there it is again, that we have passed from death unto life. Now that's in other words, he said we may know that we have passed. That means it's already happened. Amen. If you're saved, you're born again, you're no longer dead in your trespass sin. You've passed out of that. Your name's been written in the Lamb's book of life, praise God. You're making yourself ready to go, or Christ has made you ready to go to heaven. He's working in us because we love the brethren. He said, we know that we have passed from death and life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. So how do you know that you're saved? Because you love the brethren. Because we love each other. Amen. He encourages you to help each other along the way. Praise God. Over in verse 24, the last part of that verse, he said, he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby, now watch this, we know. Again, it's not someday in the future. It's not next month, next year. It's not after we die. It's right now in the presence that we live. Is anybody hearing me tonight? Amen. Amen. Right now. Praise God. He said, and hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given us. So he said that we have that blessed assurance because Christ is abiding in us right now. Everywhere I go, there he is. Amen. When I start to think about something that's negative, something that's contrary to him, the Holy Spirit smites my heart. Amen. He corrects me. But a lot of times before I ever get the thought out of, into my mind, much less act upon it. Amen. Anybody been there? Amen. It's a continuous thing. Thank God for it. Because it's happening right now, praise God. The result of assurance, praise God, that you may know. Amen. That you may know. Not only is the result of assurance, but the object of our assurance. Look what he says back in verse 13. 1 John 5 and 13. The object of assurance. What would you think the object of assurance is? I mean, what would be the final result of assurance? That great biblical insurance policy. It's greater than all. You know, like blessed assurance. Amen. Look what he says. That you may know that you have what? Eternal life. Amen. Praise God. So the object of our blessed assurance is to end up in eternal with eternal life. To end up in eternity with our Savior. Amen. That's the end result, praise God. That's the final result. That's the last chapter. That's the last act of the play. Amen. That's the closing act. Praise God, is that we know Him and the free pardon of sin and that we have eternal life. Amen. Back at 1 John chapter number 2 and verse 25. 1 John chapter number 2 and verse 25. He says, and this is the promise we have that He hath promised us even what? Eternal life. Amen. So the promise that we have, John says, what we're looking for, what assurance we have, the blessed assurance we have, is the promise of eternal life. I'm going to live forever. Amen? Amen. That's hard on the feelings of people. Say, boy, I hate you. I wish you'd die. Amen? Praise God. I'm going to live forever. Amen. The Bible says, I have the promise from God that I'm going to live forever. You're never going to get rid of me. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that a blessing? Praise God. We're not going to get rid of each other. We're going to be there forever. We're going to live eternally with Christ. Now, what's the alternative to that? The blessed assurance that we have of eternal life, praise God, with Christ. It's eternal life versus eternal death. That eternal dying, that eternal damnation. That a lost soul, praise God, will endure forever through eternity. Amen. No, with no reprieve. That's why the Bible's here. John's telling us, praise God, that this is what we need to know. And have the blessed assurance that we've been saved and born again. Our name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. And one day, in a little while, we're going to go out of here. Amen. Isn't it amazing how hard we hold on to this old life here on this side? Amen. We want to live as long, and the reason it is, and I was telling Miles today, the reason we hold on to life after salvation so hard is we don't really know and understand what's going to transition out. Amen? Like Brother Barton said one time, he said he wasn't afraid of dying, he's just afraid of what he might have to go through before he gets there. We don't know. The part that we don't know and understand, that's what's so scary. But praise God, we know that we have a blessed hope in Christ Jesus. Amen. That God loves us, praise God. And He offers us, He gives us. He said we can know that we have eternal life. I'm going to live forever, praise God. Amen. And I'm going to live in the presence of my Savior. That's the object of assurance, praise God, is eternal life. Amen. Ain't you glad that's the way God set it up? Amen. It ain't some man-made insurance policy. It's a blessed assurance policy that we have. Amen. And we got to have that because sinners are spiritually dead. Amen? If you're an old sinner that's never been saved, is spiritually dead. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1, he said, and ye hath he quickened who were dead in your trespasses and sins. Amen? All lost people are spiritually dead. Okay, and we've all sinned to come short of glory. Well, we're all sinners. Romans 3:23 said, all sin comes short of the glory of God. Every one of us is old sinners. And all of us need to be saved. We need a Savior. Amen. And Lord Jesus Christ is that Savior. And the Father, He said He's going to prepare a place, praise God, and He's getting ready to gather us in, and He's setting up a big feast, He's setting up a big celebration, He's setting up a big marriage supper, praise God, and He's beckoning us all to come unto Him, praise God, come unto the marriage, praise God, and He said one day He's going to gird Himself, and He's going to set us a table. He said, when it's all ready, amen, we can all pull up to the table. That's what we look for. That's what blessed assurance offers us. Amen. We see that. Let me just show you. Look over. Let me just show you something. If I can find it right quickly. Look over in Luke. Luke chapter 14, I believe it is. Luke chapter 14, verse 16. Luke 14, 16. Then said he unto him, a certain man. Now this is the Lord said, give him a parable. The great supper. Say, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. Amen. Wouldn't it be bad to pull up in heaven after you've made excuses for not receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, for not accepting that great mighty supper that the Lord has spent time and effort to prepare for you? Amen. It's bad enough when your wife or your mother makes you a big supper, maybe a special dinner, and you don't show up to eat it or you're late. Amen. But praise God, what about when God sets it for you? But they begin to make excuses. They all begin to make excuses. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground. I must go see it. I pray thee have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. Another said, I have married a wife. And wherefore I cannot come. Amen. What lame excuses we're going to have when we say, you said, preacher, I'd be ashamed to say that. I pray God, when the great man bade us a great supper and bid us to come. Put forth the effort, praise God. But what about the Lord Jesus Christ? He put the effort to go to Calvary and die for our sin, praise God. And He's beckoning us, bidding us all to come. And there's nobody listening. Nobody's coming. Amen. He says in verse 21, says that, so that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. Amen. He said, well, go out in the streets and get those people that won't have no, they won't have no excuses. Amen. He said, go out and get those people that won't have no excuses. He said, get those poor, they don't have no possessions to hang on to and run after. He said, run and get those that's maimed, praise God. He said, they ain't going to be they're maimed and halt. He said, they're not going to be following after the oxen. He said, go get those that halt, praise God. Those that are limping, those are crippled. You get those blind, praise God. They ain't looking for other things that the world has. He said, go out and get them. And the servant said, Lord, it is done, and thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Amen. In other words, he's saying there's a place for everybody, but there's not a whole lot of people coming. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Amen. He said, go out in the house and compel. The word means do whatever it takes to get them in here. That's what God wants to do. He wants us to have blessed assurance. He wants us to know that we know that, praise God, our name is on the list. We're invited to the great supper of the King, the great God. But we're like the rest of the world. A whole lot of people are just making excuses. Making excuses why we can't. Amen. It's already been made. It's already prepared. The supper is ready. Amen. God's got blessings to pour out on us, and we're not there. We're not even pulling up to partake of them. God help us. What are we missing out on? Praise God. The glory of God, and under the spout where the glory comes out, and He can't even get people to pull up. Amen. Hey, He'll open the valve if you'll get under the spout. Amen. Glory to God, He'll dump out on you. He said, but you got to come to that supper. Amen. He said that concludes in John chapter 5 and verse 13. He said that you have eternal life. That you have it. He said that God, amen. It's just like His supper. He said it's ready right now. He said he wants you to have it right now. Not next week, not in the next year, not in the 2 years from now. He said he wants you to have it today. Amen. That blessed hope, that blessed assurance in Christ Jesus as your Savior. Don't postpone joy for another day. Just get in now and enjoy what God's got for us right now. Amen. Praise God. He said if we just commit ourselves, come to Him. Amen. Go into the highway. Compel them to come in. Compel ourselves. Whatever it takes to get in, just get in and stay in. And praise God, I found the longer you stay in, the better it gets. Amen. The longer it stays in, because praise God, you start realizing you can be satisfied in the Lord. John's trying to tell us, praise God, because of our blessed assurance, God, we can know the Lord God of heaven, Lord Jesus Christ. And we can have that blessed assurance, not in the next lifetime, but praise God, right now, for the next lifetime. Amen. You preach there's going to be another lifetime, praise God, there's going to be an eternal life when this one's finished. Amen. We're just going to graduate from here to yonder in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and at an exchange of breath. We're going to take our last one here and our next one over yonder. Amen. In the time it takes to take a breath. Amen. Praise God. We're going to graduate from here to yonder. Amen. Praise God. He says, and because we know that, that's blessed assurance. That's assurance of blessing. It's greater than any insurance policy that we could ever hope to have, is that blessed assurance that we have in Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. He said, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. He said, that's what starts it all. Amen. That's what starts the ball rolling. That's what gives us the blessed assurance, is that we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, that we trust in, rely on, and adhere to Him. Amen. We take what He says, we believe it, because it's the Word of God. No, God can't lie. It's that substance, praise God, of assurance that you believe. It's what we believe in that makes a difference. See, there's a lot of people but believe. I was talking to a fellow one day, and he was going through the 12-step program. And said they had to get something put their that they could relate to. Something that would be there for them. And he put his in a fire hydrant. He said, every day I come out and that fire hydrant's there. It's something I can relate to. It's constant. It's always there. And I thought, oh my goodness. I could find something better than a fire hydrant to put my faith in. Amen? Because some drunkard, amen, that's kicked out of the program, come flying down the road and take his God away. Amen? In just a moment. Phew. Be gone. But I'm glad I have the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, to believe on, trust in, to rely on, to adhere to, just do what He tells us. Amen? Just allow Him to speak to our hearts. And He'll speak to us in so many ways, praise God. He'll encourage us and help us. He'll draw us and He'll woo us, praise God, that we can have, as John would go on and say, that confidence to just believe and trust in Him, to ask anything according to His will. And he said, we know that we have it. God will hear and answer our prayers if we pray believing. Amen? Because we have that blessed assurance that He is our Lord and Savior. We need that assurance tonight. Like we've never needed before, we need assurance tonight that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And He's our good Lord that we put our faith and trust in. Amen?